Father, what an honor it is to be able to gather in your name and to pause from the busy world, which is passing by so fast. And yet, Lord, you never change. Lord, we thank you for these psalms, Psalm 95 through 99. They are joy, J-O-Y, joy psalms. And so how we need joy, Lord. So easy to get pulled down with problems of the world and or even problems of other people, problems of other believers, and suffering and so forth, Lord. And that all has its place, but that should not be the dominant part in our lives when we think of who you are and what you've done and what you want. And so as you tell us again today, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. So guide us now as we get into the Word, Lord, and as we lift our voices in song. And Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to meet and to gather in your name.
I would like for you to all stand today and get your notes out, get your Bibles out if you have them. We're going to begin with a little responsive reading. So as you get your notes or Bibles out, if you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 97. That's where we are today, and we'll responsibly read the first six verses. The reason for that is I found a song that isn't too bad about the first six verses of Psalm 97, and so we'll sing that after this, so your notes are there with the scripture and then with the song words as well. So I'll read the first verse, and you read the numbered verses, the even numbered, the 2, 4, 6, I'll read 1, 3, 5. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad.
Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne.
A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about.
The lightning lights the world. The earth sees and trembles.
The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth.
The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see in his glory.
Now, if you just let your eyes drop down, we're going to sing this song, which is about these six verses.
The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice.
So we see here, what do we see? Our Lord reigns, right? The Lord reigns. Now, it just seems to me we've got an enemy working on us 24/7 in color and in sound and in powerful voices and videos and everything else. And it's so easy to kind of push the Lord aside, right? Now, we all know this is all about the second coming here in this psalm. It is hasn't come for the world yet, but it's really come for you and for me already spiritually, right? We're already with him forevermore. And so the Lord is not reigning yet here on earth. Satan is still reigning here on earth. So as long as Satan reigns on earth, we're going to get nothing but bad news. But his days are numbered, aren't they?
Yes.
His days are numbered. And so as we read this psalm, we read the first six verses. I'll start in verse 7 and then I'll come back. Verse 7, let all be put to shame who served carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. It should be little gods. It is angels or whatever, but it's not God. Zion hears and is glad, yes. And the daughters of Judah rejoice. There's another rejoice. That means to joy, to be joyful, rejoice. Because of your judgments,
Jehovah.
You, Jehovah, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Here's a big verse for us. You who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, another joy, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Isn't that good? I mean, we say that every week. I say, isn't this psalm great? Yeah, it's great. It was great last week. The next one will be great next week. I know, but today we have this one. And I think it's just so good. We began, of course, with the Lord reigns. That means presently and future, but it doesn't really mean he's reigning here on earth today yet. That power was given over to Satan by Adam and has not fully been. Yes, Jesus defeated Satan on the cross totally, but God left him there in his position for 2,000 years now for a reason, and we don't know all the reasons, but he's there, and he's pumping out all of the filth, isn't he?
Yes.
And we're seeing that filth overcoming. I think this is Memorial Day, and so many lives given to give us liberty, and yet we're turning gladly, many of the people in the country now are gladly turning that over for the government to take care of them, right? And what a tragedy that is. But that's happening, but it's not, this does not say United States reigns. It says the Lord reigns, right? So be encouraged. He's going to reign over all the earth really soon, and we'll see some more statements of that in here. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of peoples, in some cases, of coastlands, in some cases, the word really can be translated islands or coastlands. Let the multitude of islands be glad. That really means getting away from just the nation of Israel. It means all over the world, really. And then clouds and darkness surround him. Of course, we all remember back to Mount Sinai and the clouds and the darkness when the law was given and so forth, and the people trembled. But clouds and darkness surround him. But notice again our two favorite words we also get in these psalms, these latter part of psalms, righteousness and justice. That's what we had over and over last week. Righteousness and justice are what? Notice this, not just coming out from his throne, it's the foundation of his throne. The foundation, that's what his throne is built on, is righteousness and justice. So take that, Satan. You don't have a leg to stand on, right? A fire goes up before him and burns up his enemies round about. When is that going to happen? The end of the Great Tribulation, right? And actually, the fire that's really going to destroy the whole world is going to happen at the end of the thousand-year millennial reign after the great white throne judgment. And we'll have a new heaven and a new earth. But a fire goes up before him and burns up his enemies round about. So we don't have to be concerned about any of his enemies getting by. Not one will get by with anything. But it doesn't seem like it now, does it? It seems like they're getting by with everything, right? His lightnings light the world. His lightnings. His lightnings even brighter than the sun. His lightnings light the world. Of course, the lightning is a lot closer to us than the sun. The sun's so far away. But his lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. Now, we sang this in the song today. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. So a new heaven and a new earth coming eventually. At the presence of the Lord of, listen to this, the whole earth. And again, this is second coming. This is not first coming. Because we don't have that happening now, do we? We don't have the whole earth honoring him as Lord. But that will come. Then we have the heavens declare again righteousness. And all the people, that's again second coming, all the people sees his glory, or see his glory. And then a little note on idols, let all, that's everyone, all, be put to shame who served carved images, who boast of idols, worship him, all you gods. Zion, and that can be the believing body of Christ as well, Zion hears and is glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoice, another joy there with the daughters of Judah, the women, because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, Lord, are most high above, there it is again, all the earth. Of course, he's that now. He doesn't have to wait for to come to earth to be over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. So there's that word, exalt. And now verse 10 is a, I think, a very important verse here, because we don't see the words hate or evil in our culture today. When's the last time you ever heard of a report of something was evil? It's never called evil. It's always excused. You know, the mass murderer goes out. He doesn't do evil, but he's a victim of mental illness, or he's a victim of racism or whatever it is, but it's never calling it what it is, evil. But we who love the Lord, that's us. You who love the Lord, here's the instruction, hate evil. So do you hate evil? Why would you hate evil? Because you love the Lord. Does the Lord hate evil? Absolutely. Do you not hate what he hates? So we need to have enough love for the Lord to overcome evil and to recognize it for what it is. And I don't think you can do that unless you love the Lord. You can say, well, morally it's not right and I don't like it, but I don't hate it. But we should actually hate evil, this says. You who love the Lord. So I don't think that excuses any of us here. I hope there's nobody in here who doesn't love the Lord. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. That's us. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. That's us. Light is sown for the righteous. That's us. Gladness for the upright in heart. That's us. So how much light is coming out of your life? How much gladness is coming out of your life? Because that is it's a quality that is not seen in the world, right? And that is desired by the world, but is not seen in the world. And then verse 12, rejoice, again the joy, be joyful. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous. Again, righteous is again there. And then finally, give thanks. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. So give thanks. Did you give thanks already today, just remembering who he is? at his nature, at his goodness, at his righteousness, and at his justice. Father, we thank you for your word, and we see encouragement, and we see reminders in every word, in every verse in your word. And Lord, here we are gathered together, this little family, and we can come and pray now, and just having sung songs about rejoicing, sung songs about your righteousness and your justice and your magnificence. And we do want to recognize who you are, because we cannot pray appropriately if we don't know who we're praying to. And we need to keep in mind who we're praying to. We're praying to the Almighty One who knows all things. We don't have to remind you of details. You know them all. We don't have to try to convince you to do something our way, because that's not part of what it is about. We want to do it your way. So work in our hearts as we pray this morning. We know the prayers are primarily for us, but you do listen, and you do hear, and you do honor. And we know these prayers will last. We know particularly the prayers of thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We even read about those being seen in the heavenly throne as the prayers of the saints. And so help us to pray today aright. And may we use and redeem these moments together to come before your throne. We ask in Jesus' mighty name. Let's just sing that. Father, I just want to pray today for those believers who are in either pain or such emotional difficulty or whatever difficulty it might be that they can't even pray and they're just miserable, really. Oh, Lord, help them to see you. Help them to give everything over to you, Lord. You say, come. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn from me, for I am lowly and gentle in heart. And you will find rest in your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, O Lord. There's way too many of us that have way too much burden on ourselves, which you, it's not from you at all. So, Lord, I just pray for that to be lifted. I pray for that to be recognized, of giving it over to you and then leaving it in your hands, Lord, especially for those ongoing physical difficulties where the senses are still
in full gear and all, and the pain is high and medication and all the side effects are just there and all of that kind of a thing. So we lift those up. And then, Lord, even maybe even a greater prayer is to lift up the unbeliever. The pain they will soon see as an unbeliever is eternal pain forever. And they're right on the edge of that cliff right now, Lord. And many will think, I'm saved and I've done some good things and I've done this and I've done that. But they don't know that going to heaven is not based on almost there. They need to surrender to you. They need to separate themselves from the world. They need to cling to you, and they need to surrender, repenting of their sin. And so we just pray for that. There are, what, 6, 5, 6, 7 billion people out there in that category. I don't know what the number is, but it's a huge number. And maybe even right now, maybe just 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000, even as we pray right now, we just cry out to you. Lord, remember me. I am a sinner. I'm lost. I need a Savior. Come into my heart. Oh, Lord, I pray they would cry out now, Lord. And those who are almost there, that think they're there, but they're not really, that they would see the need to come all the way in. All the way in, Lord. All the way. Not being deceived by most of the way in. I'm pretty close to the door now. 2 or 3 more people in, and I'll get on that bus, so to speak. But one day that door will close, Lord, and anybody who is not inside is out, whether they're the next one on or whatever that didn't get on. And so, Lord, it's not that you kept them off, it's that they kept themselves off. So we pray for that, and even as Barbara and others have prayed, in our own family, Lord, we have our own flesh and blood, so to speak, that have been taught your word and know your word and can recite scripture and all that, but they are still living like the world, too much like the world. And I shudder to think that if today were the last day, where they would be. They would have part of themselves in, but it doesn't seem like they're all in. And it's not going to work with only part in. I pray for full commitment, Lord, in Jesus' name.